Malik.
Yes.
Johnson, I appreciate your being here.
Thank you for inviting me.
Being vocal and being outspoken about your issues is a great help to people, believe me. If one person heard it and got something out of it, it was well worth it.
I hope so.
You've been listening to Mental Health Matters. And, folks, I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We won't be here for the next 2 Mondays because the holiday fell on a Sunday and they celebrated on Monday or whatever. It's a legal holiday or some such thing. Anyway, we will be back in 3 weeks. So have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And remember, folks, mental health does matter. See you in 3 weeks.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325. You've got
a friend. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I don't want that agreement to put us at a competitive disadvantage with other countries.
Donald Trump talking to Fox News Sunday about the Paris Climate Agreement and how he will be examining every agreement the U.S. is in. Trump earlier today meeting with former presidential candidate Carly Fiorina at Trump Tower.
And spent a fair amount of time talking about China as probably our most important adversary and a rising adversary. We talked about hacking, whether it's Chinese hacking or purported Russian hacking.
President Obama announced he'll be leasing office space in the nation's capital when he leaves office. The Washington Post reporting Obama reached a deal with the World Wildlife Fund. He'll be working out of their Washington, D.C. headquarters. It's about a mile from where the Obamas will be living. Says Obama can focus on any number of his post-presidential projects. The Obama said they plan to live in D.C. till their daughter Sasha finishes high school. USA Radio News.
If you have ever had an email account, shopped online, or used a credit card to make purchases, you are in dire jeopardy of identity theft. You must protect yourself now. Call our partner, ID Lion, at 1-800-941-6844 and sign up now for free. That's right, free. USA Radio Networks and ID Lion want everyone to have identity theft coverage. If you sign up now, we will give you a $50 gift card. Identity theft destroys credit and causes horrible issues for those that are hacked. Don't be a victim. Take advantage of this incredible free offer and sign up now. Call 1-800-941-6844. One out of every four Americans are going to have their identity stolen. Don't let it be you. It'll ruin your good credit score. Get protected and get your free $50 gift card. Call right now, 1-800-941-6844.
Two Georgia police officers were wounded in a shooting today. The suspect dead. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
Authorities in Peach County say the two shot and killed a man who had opened fire on them. Luckily, the officer's wounds are not life-threatening. It happened not far from where two Peach County deputies were shot and killed last month. And last week, two officers were fatally shot in Americus, Georgia, by a man who then killed himself. One of those two officers was laid to rest yesterday. This man who attended the funeral knew both of them.
Just super great guys. They weren't just cops. They were great guys.
Former President Jimmy Carter also attended that funeral. I'm Chris Barnes.
The Supreme Court declined to hear an appeal of the NFL's $765 million concussion settlement. The High Court rejected an appeal by some former players who claimed the settlement didn't go far enough to compensate them for brain damage they suffered while playing in the league. The settlement will cover conditions including Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and ALS that thousands of players now experience. USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
A man is under arrest after a stabbing outside a mosque near Los Angeles. Here's correspondent Jason Campidonia.
The man started verbally attacking a group of people outside the mosque on Saturday evening. The argument then turned into a fistfight, and the man stabbed a worshiper multiple times. The argument reportedly started over the victim's religious background. The man was arrested shortly after, but police are now on the hunt for a second man who may have been involved. The guy who got stabbed is expected to be okay. Jason Campidonia, Los Angeles.
The nominees for the Golden Globes have been announced. Is Jennifer Polsoni.
The movie musical La La Land, starring Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone, leading all film nominees with seven nods, including Best Movie Comedy or Musical. That's along with 20th Century Women, Florence Foster Jenkins, Deadpool, and Sing Street. Best Movie Drama, Hacksaw Ridge, Hell or High Water, Lion, Manchester by the Sea, and Moonlight, which had six nods. In TV, The People vs. O.J. Simpson, American Crime Story, five nominations. The Night Manager, four. Golden Globes will be presented January 8th on NBC. Tonight Show host Jimmy Fallon emceeing the event.
Portrait of Donald Trump going up at the National Portrait Gallery soon. Smithsonian announced over the weekend a 1989 photo of the president-elect will be displayed at the museum starting on January 13th. The artwork shows a younger Trump tossing an apple in the air, symbolic of his influence over New York City's real estate market. The National Gallery extended a similar courtesy to President Obama in the run-up to his inauguration. USA Radio News.
Did you know that one in five people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Good afternoon. The weather this afternoon is supposed to be partly sunny with a high near 47. West winds around 9 miles an hour. Tonight is supposed to be mostly clear with a low around 23 with west winds 3 to 8 miles an hour. Tuesday is supposed to be partly sunny with a high near 40. Calm winds becoming west 5 to 7 miles an hour in the morning. Tuesday night, a slight chance of snow after 1 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 26. Light southwest winds. And the chance of precipitation is about 20%. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 39. Northwest winds around 6 miles an hour. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 20. And supposedly the rest of the week until Saturday, it's supposed to be sunny, but they can't tell what's going to happen tomorrow, so I'm not going to read the rest of it. That's unfortunate, but that's the way it is. That's how I feel about the weather. We'll be right
back. Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective. And you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Hunterdon Medical Center's hour, compliments of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I'm your host, Larry Cartwright, and we're very privileged to have with us today Megan Sellers. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
All right. And Megan is from the Hunterdon Health and Wellness Centers. Welcome, Megan.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you here.
It's good to be here.
Now, you're a trainer?
I am a personal trainer.
Okay. I have to ask, because I asked most of the guests, how did you get into that line of work? And the reason I ask is because sometimes I've had somebody say, oh, well, I've always wanted to do that since I was a little kid and, you know, yada, yada, and that's how I did it. And I've also other people say, well, I was out of work, had a mortgage, car payment, three kids, and I had to put food on the table. So this came along, and I've been doing it ever since. So I'm just curious, you know. How you got into this line of work. Was it something that you wanted to do or something that just struck you as you were growing on in the years there?
Yeah, it was something I always wanted to do. When I was in high school, I was captain of the cross-country team, and I really found that I enjoyed motivating people and working with people. And so I went to school. I have a bachelor's in exercise science with a nutrition minor. And then I've been training ever since I graduated. So it's my full-time job. I am an instructor also in Pilates and on the bike in RPM, as well as personal training. And I love it. It's a great job to have.
It's interesting. What would you elaborate a little for us people like me who are a little dumb? What is Pilates? What does it entail?
Sure. So Pilates. Pilates is a very core-centric type workout. So it's really the owner's manual to how to use your body. So it's a lot of core exercises, teaching you correct posture, correct form, and you can really take the Pilates form and apply it to all different types of exercise. So when you're strength training, you should have your neutral spine that you learn in Pilates. When you're sitting on a bike, riding a bike, you should have your neutral spine. So it's a really great way to learn about how to position your body. And then Pilates itself can be done on the mat, or there's different equipment pieces that you can use. And it's basically just ways to challenge your core and using your body as a whole.
Okay. I know that you do, like you said, you do bicycle mm-hmm. thing. What is the difference between going to a class for bicycle mm-hmm. and just going to the bike that they have there in the gym and ride it?
There's really no difference, mechanically riding the bike. But going into a class, you might be a little bit more motivated to push yourself. And as we get into talking about setting goals, that's one of the things that can really help you to stick with a goal is to go and do things with other people. So you know that there is a 7 a.m. class that you're going to try and meet, so you have to be there at a certain time, at a certain day. And so sometimes doing the classes can be really helpful for you sticking to a plan and being motivated to push yourself more. If you're a self-motivated person and you can't get to one of the classes, putting on your headphones and listening to some good music and riding the bike is just the same.
Now, how long is the class?
The classes are typically about 55 minutes. So okay. you're there for an hour, but some of it's set up and getting out of the room so that the next class can come in. So it's typically, an hour, but it's usually just a little less. Mm-hmm. So, you figure you're probably working hard for 40 to 45 minutes with a warm-up and a cool-down, maybe a little stretching at the end. So
okay. All right. Now, I know, having belonged to various gyms, including mm-hmm. yours,
great,
that January, it's mobbed.
It gets a little busy.
Oh, it's outrageous.
We love seeing everyone there.
But then, come middle of February, it's back to normal. And that's one of the most popular, I think, resolutions that people make. Oh, I'm going to get fit. I'm going to get, back in shape. I'm going to do this, this, and this, or whatever.
Right.
And they go in it after the first of the year. Mm-hmm. Whoa, all sorts of energy. Hey, And we'd always say to the, I'd say to the trainers, and they'd think, oh, well, this one in particular. And I'd say, just wait 6 weeks, they'll be all gone. And it's true, Why is that?
I think everybody's really gung-ho in the beginning when they set a new goal. They're excited about it. Maybe they just join the gym, so it's something new to them. And then it's difficult to keep it up because life starts getting in the way and it stops being such a priority. There's little things you can do to try and keep it fresh, keep it new, and little tricks to kind of keep yourself involved in it instead of letting other things get in the way. Because you have to think about it as you're constantly creating habits, whether we're talking about fitness or nutrition or just, you're starting a new habit of stopping off and getting a coffee every morning on your way to work. You're always creating new habits. So whether you're creating a new habit to start a fitness regimen or eating healthier, or you're starting a new habit of, okay, well, I did it for 3 weeks now and I've been doing really right. well, and I'm going to skip today because X, Y, and Z. So now you're starting a new habit of skipping your workouts. So that's the biggest thing in the beginning, is to really focus on being consistent and not letting yourself skip a workout. Because that's really as soon as you miss one, it's easy to miss two and three.
Right, exactly. And I think also that people, like you say, they go into these things with a lot of energy. Oh, I'm going to do this. And I, you know, and then rather than tone it down, I have always taught, I don't know how true it is or what it works for me. So I could start low and you can always build up, you know, so hey, I'm going to do 2 hours a day, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Do 15 minutes if that's all it takes, you know, but it's 15 minutes more than sitting in a chair doing nothing, you know. And it's, you know, like I tell my youngest son, he says, well, I went for a walk today. I said, well, where'd you walk to? He says, well, I walked up to BJ's, and he lives like up on Broad Street. So it's a good walk. It's about a mile and a half one way. And I says, that's fine. He says, yeah, but I wanted to go to the gym. I says, hey,
you got out.
You did something. You went for a walk. You know, because you had to return something, you'd rather walk than, you know, so that's fine. You know, I says, it's better than not doing anything.
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, you try to tell people that, you know, that just doesn't sometimes register, you know. And that's why I think a lot of times they taper off and drop out. Where if they would start at a half hour or 15, 20 minutes or half hour in the beginning and work up, it is better than starting up there and working down, you know. So.
And if you go too hard the first couple times you're in there, you're so sore from your workout that it's like, you know, 2 days later, you're so sore you don't want to go and work out again.
Right.
So you need to kind of just, you know, take into account what you've been doing or haven't been doing and slowly ease into it.
Right. And you should, you know, take into consideration also, you know, any medical issues you have, you know, like I can't do certain machines because I have both my knees replaced.
Right.
So, you know, I can't do things where I lift leg up and stuff like that. Even the treadmill and the elliptical bother me.
Okay.
So I ride the bike.
Perfect.
And, you know, it works for me. You know, other people can do the elliptical and that's fine, you know, or the treadmill or whatever. Some just walk on it, some run on it, you know, some walk fast on it, whatever. But whatever is comfortable for you, I think, is best.
Yep.
You know, because you can always work up. You know, working up is always better than coming back, you know, working down, you
That's
know.
Correct.
So, but you got any tips on how you can set goals to make them last all year?
Yeah. So I think your first goal that you should set is just to be consistent. So,
okay.
If you haven't been working out, don't set a goal of working out 5 days a week. Set a goal of maybe two, maybe three. There is a big jump in what you'll see from your workouts when you go from one time a week is kind of a maintenance workout. You're not going to make a whole lot of progress. Two times a week, you see significant jump up from one time per week. And three times a week is kind of like a key to hit. Three and four is pretty much the same. So hitting that 2 to 3 times a week is a really great place, and I think it's doable for most people. And just start with 15 minutes, 30 minutes, you know, no more than an hour at most, and that's including warming up, cooling down, stretching, and, you know, maybe finding a class to do. Because that's something, when you have to be accountable to be at a place at a certain day and time, that also will help you to stick to your goal. So starting with that consistency of just getting your workouts in, and if you know today I'm not going to make it to the gym, there's no way I can get in my routine, then still go for a walk, 15 minutes, you know, out the door. Who can't fit 15 minutes in when you just have to put your sneakers on and walk out the door? So it doesn't matter what you're doing in the beginning. It's more about doing it regularly.
Doing something.
Yes. And not and having a backup plan, too. So if your goal is to go to the gym Monday, Wednesday, Friday, then Wednesday comes and you just can't make it for, you know, life happens, and that's okay. But have a backup plan. Okay, I need to get up early on Saturday and get it in if I miss Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. So that you know that you're still being successful. Because you didn't really skip your workout, you just said, I have to go to plan B. You know, so you need to have that plan B too and still be looking at yourself as being successful because you stuck to the plan.
Now, when someone comes to the health and wellness, do you or someone in your position interview them or talk to them or give them a test as to what they can do and what they can't do?
Or? Absolutely. So when you first come in, we would give you a tour. So you could call ahead and set that up, or you can just walk in and we'll give you a tour so you can look at the facility and see what we can offer. Once you sign up as a member, we make sure you have all your medical clearances and everything like that. We get you started, and we start you out with a trainer so that you're not just walking into a place and not knowing what to do. So we'll go through a fitness assessment, and in that fitness assessment is something called SMART goals. And SMART goals are used all over the world in all different things. And it stands for specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-based. So it's a great way to look at a goal. Is this goal going to get you, you know, in the end to your bigger goal? Is it attainable? How much time do we have to get there? Is it a specific goal? I'm going to work out 3 days per week for 30 minutes. Is it something that you can measure? You know, like, did I achieve going to, you know, working out 3 days this week? So looking at it, the trainer will sit down and kind of really write that out with you so that you can really define what you want to achieve by coming. And then after you look at where your fitness is now and what goals you want to achieve, then you'll meet with your trainer again, and they'll take you through a whole workout and write everything down for you so that you have a specific plan that you can come in and do on your own, and right. You know how to set it up, you know where to go and what to use. You can also talk to them about different group fitness classes and see what might be best for you to start with and where to go from there. And then as a member, you also get reassessments every 6 to 8 months. So if you've been working on this plan for a while and now you kind of want to see how you're doing and what progress you've made, you can kind of retest yourself and then reassess where you're at and what new goals you want to set.
Okay. Funny thought just struck me. When I first went and they did an assessment, they had me do sit-ups and push-ups and stuff, and the fella said, "Can I ask you a question?" I says, "Yeah." He says, "Don't get mad." I said, "Nah, I won't." He says, "When was the last time you worked out?" I says, "Well, I got back from Vietnam in the 60s. I says, "That was probably about it."
Oh, man.
And he's going, "Oh, okay." He says, "I know, I got a long way to go."
We're all starting from somewhere. We're all a work in progress. So.
But, you know, and I looked at him, I says, "Well, married, got 4 kids, you know, worked 2 jobs for most of my life to support them, you know." I says, "You know, give me a break." You know, I would go to work at 6 o'clock in the morning. I'd leave the house. I wouldn't come home till midnight. So I didn't have much time in between to, you know, work
so
out.
You're on the move all day.
Yeah. But it was one of those things. I just thought it was funny, you know. And, you know, when did you last work out? Oh, well.
And I think it's important to realize that, you know, it's a hard thing to walk into a place like a gym to work out. And not all working out has to happen in the gym either. Like, I run on the trails around here all the time. It's great. But this time of year, it's nice to be inside. But everybody is always very concerned with people watching them or being on display. And you know what? Everybody is thinking that same thing. So they're not actually looking at you. They're thinking about you looking at them. And it's the person that just did an Ironman triathlon. They're still working on something, you know. So whether this is your first workout or you've been working out for a long time and you're really fit, everybody's pushing themselves. Everybody's working hard in there. Everybody's trying to gain something. So, you know, we're all a work in progress. And it's not a scary place to be. You can make a lot of great friends there and really feel good about yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Now, we know, we talked about it a little bit, about people falling off their New Year's resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do to help them?
So, if we're talking about somebody who made a goal, January 1st started out, 6 weeks later they've started to fizzle out on what they were doing, or maybe they didn't even make it that far, you know. I think the thing to really think about is this is a new lifestyle. Our bodies were meant to move. So it's something that you need to incorporate in your whole life. And you can't think of this as being a black and white thing. And that's where I don't like the term of like a New Year's resolution. It's good to have goals. I'm all about goals. But And, you know, having a fresh start in the beginning of January is not a bad thing, but it kind of gives you the feeling of black and white, that either you're on your goal or you're off your goal, or you're doing it or you're not doing
it. Right, right.
And life is a gray area, so you really have to think about constantly just trying to make better choices more often. So it's not, yes, maybe I did better this week than last week, or not as good this week. And sure, so maybe that gives you incentive to try and work harder next week to have a better week. But don't look at it as like, this week I'm going to start over on Monday because this week is done, you know, and that gives you the license to go crazy on the weekend. Every choice you make, it's a gray area. So every choice you make, good or bad, is going toward or away from your goal. So, you know, if you chose to have an apple at Panera instead of the potato chips, like, thumbs up for you. You know,
yeah,
it's
right.
One more good choice. So it's just those little things all add up in the end. And whether you make enough good choices adds up to you reaching your goal or not. So I think that's the mindset people need to get into, is that it's making more good choices more often and not feeling like 6 weeks out, oh my gosh, I've already blown my New Year's resolution, forget about it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a matter
and that's
of
what happens.
Getting a better lifestyle, healthier lifestyle, getting your friends and family involved. That really helps people to stick to it. Having somebody else on days that you don't feel like going out for your walk, you know, somebody mm-hmm. else, if your husband's going to do it with you or something, he'll be like, come on, let's go. And then other days you'll be telling him to get out the door. And that really is very helpful. My husband and I have done a lot of athletic things together, and there's many days I don't feel like doing it, and he got me out the door, and vice versa. So,
right, right.
You know, having that accountability is really helpful to sticking to it long term. Finding friends that are like-minded like that to help, making friends in the classes or members at a gym, because you don't show up for 3 days. They're like, hey, where were you?
Where were you? Right, you know? Exactly.
So having that accountability can help, too, to kind of get back into getting on track again. But I think you have to really think about it being just a gray area of making better choices more often and try not to think about it like, I'm done. You know, or I'm doing great, or I'm not doing great, you know?
Yeah, it's true. And I think that a lot of times, not only with health and gym work,
mm-hmm.
but with a lot of things, people set their goals way high
mm-hmm.
Rather than lower.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I don't know, it's a great feeling to feel like you achieved it.
Right.
And, you know, when it's way up high, you go, you know, forget about it, you know.
Yeah.
But where it's attainable
yep.
and down lower, it's, you know, you may reach it.
Yep.
And when you do, they say, oh, gee, that was great. I did it, you know, and now I can go to, you know, next level up.
Mm-hmm.
Or instead of doing, you know, 2 reps of 10, I can do 3 reps of 12 or something, you know,
right.
Whatever the case may be.
Yep.
You know, and I want to make 15. All right. Well, you don't do it right away. You know, you'll work up to it, you
yep.
know. So it's just, I think that helps to put a goal lower than,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And keeping a log can help, too, because you'll see all
right.
of a sudden, like, oh, you know, on the first day I went out, I walked 20 minutes and I only got, you know, less than a mile. And then, you know, in 6 weeks, you can look at your log and be like, whoa, wait a second. I just walked 2 miles in
right.
30 minutes. You know, awesome.
Right.
You know, so writing it down sometimes will really help you to see that progress that you've made. And though it's little, tiny parts of progress, they all add up in the end, and it helps to keep you motivated.
Right. It does.
Mm-hmm.
We have to take a quick break. You're listening to the 100 Medical Center's Hour, and we'll be right back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness.
We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Good morning, Hunterton. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterton kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterton County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterton, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
This is Tony Clark, Parent Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterton on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterton Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterton Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntertonChamberRadio.com app today.
Welcome back to the Hunterton Medical Center Show. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host, and we're very privileged to have with us today Megan Sellers, who is with the Hunterton Health and Wellness Center as a trainer. And we've been talking about various goals and setting, you know, New Year's resolutions and then falling down and not following through on them after 4 to 5 weeks or less. And you had wanted to bring something up, you said, about, well, I had asked a question. We were talking at, you know, during the break, and I had asked, well, you know, when a company comes and they get assessed by a trainer and trainer helps them set up with these things, then what happens? Does the trainer stay with them, or do they just go off on their own, or what's the story?
So Hunterton Medical Center has a great wellness center. There's one in Clinton and White House, and both of those wellness centers have a staff of trainers that are constantly on. So every hour that the wellness center is open, there's always a personal trainer or two that are on staff there. So once you go through your orientations, you go through your fitness assessment and your first workout with your personal trainer, there's always a trainer on staff. So if you have questions, you need somebody to spend, you know, 5-10 minutes with you, you know, we're not maybe having the time to give you a full session, but we can give you little snippets here and there, adding stuff or progressing work exercises you're already doing. So we're always there to answer questions. So you're not completely, like, just out by yourself. Nobody's there to help you. We are staffed there every hour that the gym is open. When you have your workout set up originally, we then write everything down, and we have a filing cabinet right on the floor there. So you can keep your workout right at the wellness center. You don't have to worry about bringing it back with you. You can just mark things off, stick it back in the drawer, maybe you're somebody who likes to work out without it, and you can just kind of refer to it or might make marks on it every now and then, however you want to utilize that. So you're not just out by yourself. And then we also have all of our group fitness classes. So all the group fitness classes come with your membership. They're all, there's a couple of small groups that are at an extra charge, like a TRX class or something, which is a body weight strength training workout and some cardio too. And those are kind of more small group things, but all of the regular group fitness classes and aqua classes in the pool are all come with your membership.
Okay.
So that's something else you can utilize to keep you going and to learn new things as you go through your workouts. And then there's also personal training. So personal training is at an extra cost, and that's you meeting one-on-one with a trainer of your choice. If you wanted to go that route, our awesome group personal training manager, Cheryl, she will sit down and talk to you and have you fill out a form to figure out what your goals are, what your likes and dislikes are. Do you want to work with a male or a female? You can give us as many or as few preferences as you have, what kind of things you like to do. And then as a trainer, then Cheryl figures out who you would work out best with. And then she gives us all that information so we have an idea of where you want to go and what you want to do. So it's a very specific and personalized workout that then you would do with your trainer. And then another thing we have is the group training, which is a small group. So it might be two people to four people. So it's a little more cost effective. And if you can get some friends involved in it, it's really, really fun because you're suffering with other people and it's a good camaraderie. And it's a great way to get a little personal attention and a specific workout and at the same time not have to pay for a full personal training session.
Yeah.
So there's lots of options.
Right, right. Now, when they do an initial trainer, does an initial, the first workout.
Yep.
They sit there and they, you know, if they're going on a machine, mm-hmm. they adjust the weight that is comfortable because the weights
Correct.
Are adjustable on the machines.
Yep.
And they do that, right? Then they write it down so that the person knows what weight they were at. And
yep.
Now that person can raise it as they get along.
Of course. So we will take you through the workout and spend time on each thing that we – and each workout, it's not like you're getting the same workout as somebody else that just walked in. We've already kind of spent some time together, and I know you a little bit as to maybe if you've had some, you had a hip replacement or you have some concerns or you know, your back is a problem. So I would give you a totally different workout than I would give, somebody who walks in and is healthy and has no problems or, you know,
mm-hmm.
so it's very much specific to you. And then we kind of sit down and I write down all the adjustments that you need to make on the machines, make sure you're comfortable making them yourself, the weight, the reps, how many sets of it you're doing. So you might do 15 reps and maybe you start out with just doing one set of 15 reps. And then as, you know, after a couple weeks of doing it, then we add in a second set of 15 reps.
Right.
You're doing it twice. So that's kind of all definitely spelled out for you so that you know exactly you're comfortable with coming in and doing it on your own.
And do you start out at 15 reps on these with most people, or do you start out with 12 or 10 or what?
I think it really depends on the exercise you're doing. For a more beginner person, I would start in the rep range of 10 to 20. Once you can do 20 reps, you're probably getting to be a little bit it's too easy for you. So then what we would do to progress it is to then increase the weight a little bit. So
right.
maybe you put it up 5 pounds just to the next increment. And then now we see, okay, you want it to be that like the last 3 reps or so are significantly harder than it was in the beginning of the rep range, but you would probably be able to do 1 or 2 or 3 more. It's not a maximum effort, but it's where you're like, okay, this is
right.
getting a little bit difficult. And if I do a couple more, I'll probably start to lose my form. So you want to stop before you start to lose your form. So it's a challenge, but it's not impossible. So you might find that you were able to do 20, you know, reps at 30 pounds. But when you put it up to 35 pounds, you could still do 12, but you can't quite get to 15.
Right.
You know,
right.
So you'll kind of play it out and see how it feels. But that's how you kind of progress each and every exercise.
Sure.
And you're kind of looking at the frequency, intensity, and time that you're doing exercise. So if you've been doing a regimen for a while, look at those three things. So it's an acronym FIT. It's easier to remember. So the frequency might be whether it's how many sets you're doing or how many times per week you're doing it. You know, increasing the frequency is going to make it more challenging. You can look at the intensity. So that would be like increasing the weights. If you're doing something on the bike, maybe increasing the resistance on the bike. Or doing a higher level, higher
right.
incline or something on the treadmill. And then you can look at the time you're doing it. So if it's a timed thing, it could be instead of doing 20 minutes on the treadmill, I'm going to do 25 minutes. So
mm-hmm.
you can play with those three variables to progress your workout
right.
as you
right.
go.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's really interesting, you know, because some people, like my wife, she wants no part of the gym. We live in the country.
Mm-hmm.
A walk around a block is like 2.5 miles,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's uphill, downhill, you know, which I can't do because of my knees. In fact, the doctor told me, he says, you can walk, he says, but walk on level ground.
Yeah.
And it's okay, you know. So I went with her one time and I was dying, you know. It's not that I couldn't walk the mile and a half or
right.
2 miles, whatever it was, but I just couldn't because it was uphill, downhill, uphill,
yeah.
downhill, you know. And it was a strain on my knees.
Yeah.
So, but I think people have to realize that if they have problems like that, like knees or hips or back or like you were saying,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, you may not be the next weightlift champion, you know. So you just work within your realm of your ability,
right.
you know, and it makes it a lot easier, you
yeah.
know. And you can progress on your own level, you
right.
know.
A lot of my clients are you know, they come to me and it's, you end up being like part physical therapist, part psychiatrist, part, you know, part personal trainer. But a lot of my clients come to me in pain. And so the first goal is to maybe just increase flexibility and try and get the person out of pain. So maybe you have a shoulder problem or something and you can't even put your coat on.
Right.
So it's getting you to a place in your life where all of a sudden now I'm able to do activities of daily living and be more comfortable. I can live my life without pain, you know.
Right,
A guy I was working with this morning, he has hip pain on a regular basis, and we've gotten to him to a point where now he has no hip pain all the time. So that's a huge thing for somebody,
sure.
right?
Absolutely.
So, and of course, yes, we can progress past that and now work on something else, but everybody's kind of at a different place and looking for different things when they first come in. So, you know, getting somebody out of chronic pain is a huge thing. You know, we're not all going out to run a marathon, but if that's what that person's goal was and they've achieved it, how great is that?
That's cool. Right. What is the most challenging part for people to stick to a regimen or a goal or whatever?
Right. I think the biggest part is schedule, because we're so busy these days. We're like, your schedule is so crazy. You're running all over the place. And then you introduce a family, like you said. So you're working two jobs and you have four kids and so you're trying to support them. And then you have all this stuff going on the weekend. When do you have time for yourself? So I think that's the biggest issue that a lot of people that I work with have. Is finding the time and sticking to it and not letting other people's schedules infringe on their schedule. So one thing that I find my morning exercise people tend to be a lot more successful in staying on task than my afternoon, evening exercise people. And I'm not saying that exercising in the morning is better for you than
right,
in the evening.
Right.
It's just that you're less likely to be interrupted. Because your morning, you get up, maybe you can get your workout done before the phone starts ringing or other people infringe on your schedule. So if you're having a hard time sticking to it, and I know getting up in the early in the morning sometimes is not fun, but you can start doing it, you know, start little, do get up an extra 15, 20 minutes early and just go for a walk, or do, if you have like a cable, cable at your house, you could even do just like a little cable program, you know, in the morning. There's so many on-demand things mm-hmm. that you can use. You know, finding little things that don't take a whole lot of time. Maybe that's what you do a couple days a week, and then you get to the gym a couple days a week, and then it's maybe not so hard, you know. So finding little things you can do before the rest of the day gets started can be helpful. 'Cause the schedule, I think, is the biggest thing. And also having... if you don't have support from your friends and family, that can also be a very difficult thing.
Right.
You know, if you're trying to lose weight but your spouse isn't, or you have a group of friends that you go out to lunch with and kind of the normal thing is to then, like, kind of splurge and not eat very healthy and go out, you know, have some drinks or whatever, and you're trying to be good, that can be a hard thing, that peer pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's right. great if they... go together and help you and support you. It can really help you to stick to your goal. But just on the flip side, it can be very difficult for you to stay on task when those people are constantly pulling you in a different direction. So
that's true.
Those can be two very difficult things. So ahead of time, think of what are the triggers for me to skip my workouts. You know, in the past, what has triggered me to not succeed? Is it the schedule? Is it that you just... you get too busy
get so frustrated you just quit.
You get frustrated or you get too sore and so you just kind of skip the workout because you're so sore from last time. So think about your past experiences and what made you successful on things and what made you not successful and learn from that. You know, don't dwell on it, but learn from it. Say, okay,
right.
Well, I know that really didn't work in the past. Let's try something different. And have a plan of attack of when this happens, I'm going to do X, Y, Z. So having that plan,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to work out on Saturday if
right.
I miss
right.
my Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. You know, things like that can really help. But I think those are the biggest things, is getting a good support system and really trying to schedule it to set yourself up for success. You know, getting it done before other people can infringe on your schedule is big. So,
and I think also that, you know, in some cases, like I try to go 3 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
It may not always be Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I don't go Monday because of the 2 radio shows and everything else.
Right.
And but, you know, but I do try to go, you know, 3 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And it may not be always the same day. I may go Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday or
okay.
whatever, you know, because I volunteer at the hospital on Fridays and I'll come after that.
Great.
But, you know, it's just... what happens when you've got a routine
mm-hmm.
or a regimen, whatever you want to call it, and you don't think it's working for you?
Good question.
What do you do?
So,
do you up it on your own, or do
right.
you talk to somebody about it, or
so it's like
what?
You're being consistent, but you're not really seeing the results.
Right.
So, so one thing to kind of look at it is, you know, what... You're not seeing results toward your goal that you have. So then maybe look at that goal again and say, okay, well, my goal is to be able to run a 5K with my family in a couple of months. And yes, I'm going to the gym and I'm doing like half strength training and half cardio. Okay, well, maybe I need to up my cardio because I'm not seeing, it doesn't feel like it's getting any easier. Or maybe you've only been doing the cardio twice a week and, you know, really, if you did it 3 or 4 times a week, you would see a lot more significant progress. So it might just be reassessing what you're currently doing. And that might be something that hiring a personal trainer for 1 or 2 sessions might really help you. I have a lot of clients that I see them like once a month.
Okay.
I don't see them every week or I see them half an hour once a week. And we don't go through their whole workout each time we meet. We just kind of look at what they've been doing, see how it's been working, and say, okay, let's add this, let's change that, and let's subtract this. So it doesn't have to be like I'm babysitting you every single
mm-hmm.
time you're
right.
working out.
Right.
It's just more of, if you're good at doing your homework on your own, I can give you stuff to do, you do it on your own and report back, you know, as regularly as you want to. So that might be a great time to get a personal trainer just to say, okay, this is what I've been doing. This is what my goal is. I'm kind of stuck. What would you suggest? And it might be as easy as, okay, let's add in this class and, you know, go from doing two sets of your things to three sets of your things, and let's change this one exercise. And it might just be, okay, now I'm good to go.
Okay.
It might be also looking at maybe approaching it in a different way. Something that has really helped me in the past to stick to my workouts is signing up for something. So having an event in the future that I know, like, okay, if I don't go out and run today, I'm going to pay for it that day, and I know I'm not going to perform as well as I want to do on that day. So that helps me to stick to it.
Right.
If I didn't have that looming in the future, I can find other things to do,
like
laundry, you know?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's easy to find things. But having an event in the future where you're trying to plan and work for that, that can be really helpful at sticking to your regimen. And it could also be something that would kind of take you to the next level if you're not seeing your progress that you want to with your current regimen. So it might just be trying something new.
Right, right. We have about 5 more minutes, and I have 2 questions I want to ask.
Sure.
One of them is, when you set up a program for someone, do you have, like, one day you do this, 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 and this, and then the other time, say, like, if you come on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, or Tuesday, Wednesday, let's say Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Okay.
So Tuesday, you're going to do this, this, and this.
Yep.
But I want you to do the same exercises on Wednesday, so do this set of exercises.
Right.
Then Thursday, you can go back to doing the ones you did on Tuesday. Do you do something like that, or is that?
Yes. It depends on what your schedule looks like. If you're a person that doesn't know what it might be each week, what day you're going to go in, I'll give you a day one and a day two.
Okay.
Because if you're going to do leg strength exercises one day, I don't want you to do those the next day also. So every strength training exercise you're doing, you should do every other day, because your muscles take that 48 hours. You're putting little micro tears in your muscles. You need to give them time to repair and build back stronger. And that's what the process of strength training is. It is little micro tears. Your body builds it back stronger. And then the next time you do it, you'll be stronger. But if you do it every day, you're just breaking it down each time.
And like if somebody like me that has knee replacements, had them both done at the same time. And, you know, so consequently, you don't want to do leg push-ups or whatever they call them. So you're doing other things.
Right. So you might, I might split it. So like if you're coming in Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you can do everything all of those days. And if you're going to come in consecutive days this week, this is your day one exercise.
Right.
This is your
day
two exercise.
Okay.
So we'll do abs, cardio, and upper body today, and abs, cardio, and lower body the next day. So abs, cardio, you can do every day back to back, no problem.
Okay.
Arms and legs, you want to split up.
Okay.
Or, you know, or like pretty much you can split them up a bunch of different ways.
Right.
But you don't want to do those exercises back to back days.
Okay. And in the last couple minutes, if someone wanted to come and take a tour of the center or set up an appointment with you or another trainer, what should they do?
So they can just call the main line of the wellness centers, either White House or Clinton. I can give you the numbers if you want.
But, yeah, go ahead.
So the Clinton number is 908-735-6884, and the White House is 908-534-7600. And those are just the main numbers. You hit zero for the receptionist, and the receptionists are phenomenal there. So they will just tell them what you need, and they'll direct your call to whoever you need to talk to. Typically, if you're looking for a trainer, you'll speak to Cheryl, the manager, first, and she'll help you to find what trainer you need. Or you can ask for somebody specifically, and they would, you know, relay a message to us.
Okay.
So and then you could either set up a time to come in and take a tour or talk to somebody then, or you can just stop by and walk in, and there's always somebody there that can give you a tour.
What about a website?
Yep, absolutely.
Do you know what that is?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
If you Google 100 and Health and Wellness, it comes right up. So I think it's 100andhealthandwellness.org or
something to that effect. But you have Google 100 and Wellness.
Yes.
Yeah, you could get it. Okay. Why don't you give the 2 phone numbers again in the last minute we have?
Yeah.
And one is for Clinton.
Yep. So Clinton is 908-735-6884. And White House is 908-534-7600.
Megan, I can't thank you enough for being here.
Thanks.
It's been a pleasure, really a pleasure. Yeah, I can speak even. A privilege having you and a pleasure speaking to you. And, you know, I know that your clients are lucky to have you an outsider's point of view. Okay? And you've been listening to the Hunterdon Medical Center's Hour. And I'm Larry Cartwright, and we will be back again next week, same time, same station. Take care and stay healthy.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the national.